Hi, this is Jack Vaughn for SearchSoftwareQuality.com. I was at the Server-Side Java Symposium in Las Vegas in March. Among other things, I spoke with Brian Goetz. Now his son, Goetz is a performance specialist, a Java performance specialist. He wrote Java Concurrency in Practice. We talked about evolving improvements to the Java virtual machine, improvements that change the equation for Java performance best practices. We also talked about C. Brian Goetz says C and Java are starting to run neck and neck. Development managers take note. Multi-core processors will further change best performance practices. So, Brian, what are some of the improvements that have been made to the JVM that you think are important to programmers to be aware of, particularly in terms of performance?
Well, so I would say that in the most recent version of the Hotspot VM, Java 6, some really impressive performance gains were made, both in the area of garbage collection and in the area of compiler performance. And what I would say is that the VM is really, you know, continuing to deliver on the promise of let the VM focus on performance issues and let the programmer focus on code and correctness issues. And so for many years, people complained, Java is slow it's slower than C. And the promise of the managed code approach has always been by the programmer ceding control to the platform is able to make better performance decisions. In the very early days, that wasn't actually delivered on. That was just a promise that was, you know, was unfulfilled. Now, you know, we've come to the point where this promise really is fulfilled. And I've seen many, many examples of people taking same code in Java and in C, you know, get C experts to tune up the C code, get Java experts to tune up Java code, and seeing code that is within 10% of each other in either direction. Sometimes the Java code is faster, fairly consistently. So what that tells me is that the performance promise that we've been making all along has at least started to arrive. We're certainly not done. There's certainly room for tremendous improvement in VM performance, but at least the benchmark that we're always compared to, which is C performance, I think that in many ways where Java has caught up, and in some ways Java has pulled ahead. So for example, memory management in Java much faster than memory management in C, and that's been true for a long time.
And so we're talking about C and C++.
Yeah, right. So I mean, C and C++. C++ is built on top of C. The original C++ implementation was just translated into C. But the basic basic concepts of memory management and all that in C++ are exactly the same as they are in C.
And have there been improvements to the JVM that were particularly focused on doing some of the kinds of things that C does?
The performance improvements are, they come out of a fairly rational budgeting, a resource budgeting process, right? You have a certain team of a certain size, you have a billion things you want to do, you can't do all of them. So you have to prioritize them in terms of the things that are most valuable. And the things that you end up prioritizing to the front of the list are the ones where your customers are saying, hey, this isn't as fast as we think it should be. A lot of the performance improvements are indirectly come from comparing Java with, this in Java is slower than this in C. Well, take a look at why is that the case. That's because we're doing it this way. There's this opportunity for optimization, and eventually that makes it to the top of the priority list of, in some engineering manager's, discretion, and it goes into the code.
Okay. Now, some of the things that C was really good at was calculating derivatives, or just calculating
any kind of numerical computing.
And is it when we're talking about Java being as fast as C, are we talking about those type of are people trying to use Java in that way that's been historically seen?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing more people using Java in high-performance computing. There are some mismatches there. So, for example, the if you look at the specification of the Java runtime library and the C runtime library, there are some mismatches. So, for example, the C runtime library is allowed to compute a generally lower precision result for things like square root. Mm-hmm. Right. So, if you were to benchmark the C runtime library square root against the Java, you would see that C is much faster. But if you look a little bit deeper, you'll find out that the Java implementation is required to produce a precise result. The C is implementation is allowed to produce a sloppy result. Mm-hmm. And so that's an apples to oranges comparison. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of those kind of comparisons. When you look at benchmarks of I did this in Java, I did this in C, you often stumble across those things. But we are seeing people doing a lot of interesting things with high performance computing in Java. As the performance gets better and better, the productivity advantages of doing things in Java and the safety advantages and all that start to outweigh what might be a small performance difference or no performance difference at all. I don't know if this is true or not. It could be an urban legend, but the inventor of the Stanford-Binet intelligence test, when asked what is intelligence, his answer was, "It's what my test measures." Right? And so C programmers, have a tendency to act like performance is the most important thing in the world because they've built their whole world in the image of performance is the most important thing in the world. It's not necessarily the most important thing in the world. It's an important thing, but so is productivity. So is development risk. So is code quality. So is maintainability. Yeah. All of these things. And as responsible engineers, we're going to do some kind of bounded optimization and make trade-offs. Yeah.
So this is another set of. So what does the advent of multicore mean to is that going to change the Java developer's world? And is JVM going to change?
It's going to change the whole computing world, mm-hmm. right?
But how?
The hardware vendors are giving us these chips with more and more cores, and so this is these are commodity hardware resources, right? So anybody can go ahead and buy these. If my company, my organization, my team, whatever, is not able to take advantage of these increased computing resources, and your company is, I'm at a competitive disadvantage, right? So we're all going to have to learn how to change the way we program so as to take advantage of the computing cycles that are available to us in the form of multiprocessor systems. It used to be you could just take advantage of the fact that computers got faster every year, but mm-hmm. they don't. They still get more capable every year, but it requires more work on our part to exploit that that advantage.
So will more developers become more aware of threading, for example?
I think they'll have to. Yeah. I think they'll have to. I think we're all going to be dragged kicking and screaming into being more aware of concurrency issues because every system is going to be a concurrent mm-hmm. system. You can't even buy a single core system these days. Right, and so we went from a period of almost all programs were deployed on single CPU systems mm-hmm. to almost nothing is deployed on a single CPU system. So as programs are experiencing more and more real concurrency, programmers are going to have to catch up and learn how to write programs that are mm-hmm. correct.
And you've written a book about this topic.
So my book is Java Concurrency in Practice, and it's a sort of a snapshot of where the platform is for concurrency at a particular point in time, which is Java 5, and a set of mental models and programming practices for sort of keeping towards the light and away from the dark, right? There's a lot of dark corners when it comes to writing concurrent programs, and a lot of the advice in my book, this stuff over here is hard, but this stuff is easy, so do more of this and less of that, mm-hmm. and you will not have to spend as much time reasoning through the really difficult stuff.